Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need when you need them at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Michael Barenstam of the Hoover Institution joins me, my guide on the sanctions regime directed at Russia since its unprovoked attack of Ukraine in 2022. The ruble. Michael, for more than a year, has reminded me that the ruble is important to Vladimir Putin and the Russian people. To defend the ruble from parity with the dollar, or worse, immediately after the invasion in 2022, the ruble collapsed above 100. However, since then, whenever we did that reporting, it would touch 100 or touch 98, and then immediately the banks would intervene, they'd start buying, and it would go back down to 90 or 92 and float there. However, I examined the ruble price today, and Michael tells me I'm out of date. It was 107, and I thought, good heavens, it's collapsed. Michael, what happened all of a sudden? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. It started a few days ago on November the 21st when the Treasury, the United States Treasury, the United States government put under sanctions the third largest Russian bank, which is called Gazprom Bank. Gazprom is familiar to many people because it is a national gas company which sold gas to Europe and sells to other countries. And that bank remained the one bank of Russia not under sanctions. Why? Because it is the energy provider to the world. So now all import and export payments went through that bank, naturally, because all other major banks were not good for international trade, for international transactions. And now this bank, the last remaining major bank for exports and imports, fell under sanctions. So immediately the export revenues in the future started to be endangered, not because the Russians cannot earn, but because the payments cannot go through. And this put the pressure immediately on the exchange rate, and not just on the dollar, but across the board. Renminbi, the ruble collapsed against renminbi. It used to be 12 rubles for renminbi, now it is 14. The ruble collapsed against the euro, and of course against the dollar. So on March 15th, 2022, it was over 100 rubles for the dollar. It was the highest mark, 107, 108. It is 108 today. 107 was yesterday. But what is interesting, that during the day, it broke the ceiling. So it went to 113, then to 114, then to 120 for 1 minute, then came back to 114. And the central bank intervened because it was a panic in the market. And the central bank said, all right, starting now, we stop. The central bank was a major buyer of foreign currency, of course, for foreign exchange reserves. We start buying foreign exchange, not just dollars, but renminbi, euro, anything, until the end of the year. And this immediately reduced pressure on the future purchases of foreign exchange, and the ruble returned and ended the day at 108. But what is interesting, 108 for the dollar. But what is interesting, no more it's a new normal. In the past, indeed, the 100 rubles for the dollar was a psychological mark. It was like a big deal. Now, people got used to it. It's a new normal now. And everyone understands that ruble is getting worthless.
I remind myself that Russia moved from worrying about the dollar to the renminbi when they were doing so much. They've been doing so much business with China. Dual-use technology, straight-up war-fighting technology, plus oil. And the renminbi was flooding Moscow. And you tell me that the ruble has now collapsed against the renminbi, too. Is that worse than collapsing against the dollar?
At the time, yes. because the RMB is more important, because there are very few dollars now in transactions. They move to bilateral currencies. The major trading partners are now not Europe and not the United States, but China and India and Turkey. Turkey is kind of a third middleman, the big middleman. So the dollar is very important, and this Gazprom Bank sanction is very important for Turkey. Turkey applied immediately to the United States Treasury for a waiver, because Turkey is making money as a middleman between Russia and the rest of the world. And so that Turkey pays in dollars. And renminbi is very important because China pays in renminbi. And for Russia, for the Russian enterprises, for Russian companies, for Russian households, renminbi has become a major, major saving instrument. It is now the store of value. And so there is a panic buying on renminbi in Russian banks, and the ruble is collapsing against renminbi because it is now the largest share of its foreign exchange transactions.
And Russia, how is it purchasing anything outside of China, or is it? Is it no longer able to buy from some of the buffer states, like through Armenia or through Kazakhstan? Has that buying stopped?
No, this buying continues, but each time the transaction costs, it becomes more and more and more expensive, because there are more, the chain of third parties going through United Arab Emirates, going through Kazakhstan, going through Turkey, going through other Central Asian countries, has become more and more complicated. And each time they have to pay commissions. And so this Gazprom Bank, which was under the, was free of sanctions, was exempt, and now is under sanctions, was a major conduit of both imports and exports. So now export payments will be coming less so, and import payments will become more and more expensive because they will have to go through the chain of lots of small banks on the cross border between Russia and its neighbors.
The future. You tell me that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, MBS, has said that Saudi Arabia can tolerate $49 a barrel in the future. That means Russia's destroyed. Yes, what? What are you? What are they aiming for? What do they want? Under 60?
Yeah. Yeah. Now we have to watch on Sunday, a few days from now, there will be an OPEC Plus meeting in which they will decide whether or not they will extend this current quotas reductions or they will open the floodgates and the Saudi Arabia and other countries will start pumping oil because they have spare capacity. So they were supposed to increase production in November. But they, because prices are too low, they extended the quotas to January the 1st. Now they have to decide, and there are conflicting reports. One report is that they will extend reductions to the next 3 months in 2025. Another is, no, the Saudis want cash now, and so they will pump, they will sell. $49 per barrel is acceptable.
And the Russians can do nothing about this. They just wait for the meeting. Is that correct?
The Russians are dependent on the decision of the Saudis, yes.
One more story that seemed odd to me. They're raising the income tax. The Duma is raising the income tax on an oil pipeline, Transneft. But this tells me that they're needing money for their budget. Is that why they're doing this?
Oh, absolutely, because the budget is dependent very much on prices of oil and export revenues. Prices of oil have already declined in the last several months. They are $73 per barrel now. The Russians need at least 75, and they are expected to decline further. And at this point, all they had to do is to raise taxes. They raised individual income tax. Now they are raising the corporate income tax. The corporate income tax, corporate profit tax, goes from 20% to 25%, but for this company, Transneft, which is basically an oil pipeline, it is the oil pipeline from Russia to Slovakia and Hungary, the remaining recipients of Russian pipeline oil. So for this company, they raise it to 40%. But the big deal is that everyone else will now be, all other businesses will be now paying 25% instead of 20%.
And Michael, 30 seconds. They're stealing butter just the way you said they would. They've locked up the butter at the superstores. What does that tell us about them?
Oh, it tells us about the level of living because in the United States, people still shoplifting electronics and expensive clothing and liquor. In Russia, they still butter. In poor countries, they still bread, which means that Russia is not starving, but it is still butter is a luxury. This is a photograph of their standard of living.
Michael Bernstam, the Hoover Institution.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.